BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A right-wing libertarian has run out the clear winner of Argentina's presidential election. Javier Milei confounded pollsters by easily defeating the candidate of the governing Peronists, provisionally by more than 10 points. He's promised radical solutions to his country's economic woes. Our South America correspondent Katie Watson reports.
It was a close race to the very end, but the former pundit, who at one point wielded a chainsaw on the campaign trail, won out. A man who's been likened to Donald Trump and former Brazilian leader Jair Bolsonaro. Javier Milei is untested. But that was part of his appeal. His talk of introducing the US dollar as the country's official currency was met with applause by his supporters. Many economists, though, talk of financial disaster. No matter, in a country where annual inflation is now over 140% and 2 in 5 people live in poverty, Javier Milei's win proves that Argentinians are fed up with traditional politics and economic disaster and are willing to try something new in an effort to make their lives better.
The Israeli military has released security camera footage that it says shows hostages abducted by Hamas on October the 7th being brought into Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza. It also accused the militants of murdering one of the soldiers it had abducted. There's been no independent verification. Earlier, the military published information about a large tunnel it claimed to have uncovered under the hospital complex. The IDF spokesman, Amnon Scheffler, spoke to the BBC.
We've exposed a massive underground tunnel infrastructure going 10 meters deep and 50 meter length, getting into a blast door that we will also open and expose even more. And these are clear indications of how Hamas uses this hospital, similarly as we've seen in the Rantisi Hospital and the Al-Quds Hospital, like we've seen in schools and in mosques and in other civilian infrastructure.
Hamas has denied Al-Shifa was being used as a command centre. The former chief executive of OpenAI, the preeminent company in its field, has been photographed in its offices amid speculation he'll soon be back in work. Sam Altman was sacked on Friday in a move that surprised the world of technology. The BBC's Zoe Kleinman says there are 3 possible reasons why it appears he's back.
Number one, they weren't expecting the enormous reaction that they got to the news. Number two, maybe the firm's investors had a word. Let's bear in mind that they include Microsoft, which has invested billions of dollars into OpenAI and also put the firm's technology into Microsoft Office apps. And number three, lots of people were speculating about what he would do next. Would he start a rival AI firm and take OpenAI's top talent with him?
BBC News. The former Prime Minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Augustin Matata Ponyo, has withdrawn from next month's presidential election. He said he would now be backing Moise Katumbi, a millionaire businessman and former governor of the Katanga region. Representatives of Congo's main opposition parties held talks earlier this week on how to ensure the election would be fair and to investigate the possibility of a potential joint candidate to challenge President Felix Tshisekedi. The authorities in the Dominican Republic say at least 21 people are known to have died following torrential rains over the weekend. President Luis Abinader described the storm, which damaged infrastructure and caused widespread flooding, as the largest rainfall event in the country's history. Finland's largest nuclear power plant has suspended operations due to turbine malfunction. A spokesperson said the causes of the fault were being investigated and the plant had been disconnected from the electricity grid. The reactor began producing electricity in April, 14 years behind schedule. It was designed to supply 14% of Finland's energy needs. The former First Lady of the United States, Rosalind Carter, has died at the age of 96. Known for her work in mental health and conflict resolution, she was described by her husband, the former President Jimmy Carter, as his equal partner and a source of guidance and encouragement. They were married for 77 years. On their wedding anniversary 2 years ago, Mrs. Carter said finding a husband hadn't been something she'd sought out.
Growing up, high school, college, I didn't think I would ever get married. I didn't like boys. It was boys back then because it was that period. I didn't know how to talk to them. I didn't want to go out with them. And then along came Jimmy Carter, and my life's been an adventure ever since.
BBC News.